Yes, good morning. This is the U105 phone-in. I mentioned Austin Burns, and Austin is on the line. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Austin, I was speaking about your idea, your initiative in relation to the caring profession. Now, Are you first and foremost someone who's interested in the caring profession, or are you an entrepreneur who's about to make a few quid?
So, a little bit of both. So, my background is in IT and computing, and through that, I've always looked at ways to do things better and how we can make use of online resources. And a particular problem that I faced myself, and I realized myself when I went to university first, was how difficult it was to find the care and support you needed. And some people with severe disabilities often simply can't get the support that they need. And this means that they maybe don't get the chance to live away from home or get involved in all that university has to offer. So that is where the idea sort of originated from for personal care. It was about giving people, I suppose, more choice and control over the care and support that they received.
Now, at the moment, if someone is going to have a care package, it's provided very often by an agency. They provide the staff, and the member of the staff comes on a regular or irregular basis. Are you planning on controlling staff yourself? Are you going to be like the? Are you going to be to the care profession what Uber is to the taxi profession?
So I suppose a better example might be the likes of Airbnb, where you can go on and book someone directly, or you know, or the likes of a good example that I sort of jokingly use is Tinder. So it's like the Tinder for carers, where you go on and search for someone who meets your needs. So you could use many filters, such as, first of all, your postcode, so you want someone within your area, but then other skills and criteria, things like maybe a driving license, whether they have a certain experience in the particular health needs that you have. So there's many filters then you can use to find someone who really fits what you're looking for.
And would you get that carer all the time then? Would that person be assigned to you full stop, or would that carer be assisting numerous other people as well?
Yeah, so one of the big things with the website is it puts the individual in complete control over who they book and when they book them. So if for example, you build up a particular relationship with someone, you can continue to book the same person. So basically, the website gives full control to the individual who's looking to care, and they can log in and they can search for the individual and they can build up that relationship directly. So unlike a care agency that allocates the person and they send someone to your home, the website provides a digital solution so that you can do it yourself, and that's kind of the idea behind it.
And when someone is booking a carer, what percentage of people have to pay for it themselves? What percentage of people have it paid for by social services?
So at the minute in Northern Ireland, over 80% of all care is funded by the local health authority. So the majority, especially in Northern Ireland, is reliant on the health trusts and the local health authority that you fall into. But as part of that, there's been a big shift in recent years where the health trusts have put the individual, the disabled person or the elderly person, in control of their own care, in that they now can offer you what's called a direct payment. It's a budget that, say for example, you get 10 hours a week of care. You're given that 10 hours in the form of a budget, and you can use that budget to employ your own care or use a care agency. So it's a good time for the likes of Personal Care, the website, because there's such a need now when people get their care budgets to make it easier for them to start finding carers directly. So that the traditional approach a few years back would have been just to go straight to a care agency, and there would have been very limited, you know, choice when you use a care agency as to what care you can pick, or it was often the care agency that would dictate that. So now this new approach where you get a budget and creates, you know, more opportunity to have more choice and control.
Are there many people doing similar to what you're doing across the United Kingdom? Are you relatively new with the idea in Northern Ireland, or are other people doing the same thing? Because I'm very aware of the agencies, but I haven't heard of this system before.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's an industry that really hasn't been digitalized that much at all. There is a couple of others that you could call competitors, not in Northern Ireland, but in the likes of London and in America. But they haven't, I suppose, reached out of London. And they also, they would take a lot higher percentage. And again, they would act a little bit like a care agency, where they would very much dictate who you can book, and they would do a lot of the shortlisting for you, whereas my website differentiates in that it puts the individual in complete control, and that's kind of the reason it was set up.
Yes, and Austin, you've the experience of having needed some care in the past. You've coped with your own challenges as far as cerebral palsy's been concerned. You've a marketing degree. You have a computing degree. You've put all the experiences together to become an entrepreneur. I'm left with one final question to you. How do you find the staff? How do you find the people who are going to do the caring?
Well, one of the big incentives for the carers is that they get to build the relationship directly with the individual. So there's a big incentive for carers who, often you would see maybe carers coming from a care agency who maybe have had a bad experience, or they were under a lot of pressure in the care agency to get their work done. Whereas if they're recruited directly by an individual through the likes of personal care, it gives them the opportunity to build that relationship directly with the individual. But it also means that they're getting higher rewards for their hard work. So they're getting a higher amount of the pay, because basically the website removes the middleman, who would typically be the care agency.
That is it's an interesting concept. I'll keep a watchful eye on it to see if you make a longer-term success of it, but fair play to you for coming up with it. It's, www.personalcarer.co.uk if you want to find out more. We're not recommending it. We're simply suggesting you might have a look at it. That's the way this radio program works, but it certainly shows a great business initiative on your behalf, Austin. Thanks for explaining it to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Not a bother. That's Austin Burns. He's from the Warren Point area, and he's certainly got his eye to business. This is the U105 phone-in. Would you find that beneficial if you needed a carer to come to your home? Maybe you're already availing of that system or a similar system. 0289033105.